What is your favorite smell? People often choose baking bread, freshly brewed coffee, or the zing of an orange. My own choices would be petrichor, the smell produced when rain has fallen on dry soil, the resiny tang of pine forests, or above all, the comforting warm smell of the back of a baby's head. Sensing each of these smells brings back experiences associated with them in a way that does not happen so richly for, say, vision or sound. Smell is special. Smell, or olfaction, to give it its scientific name, is probably the oldest sense. Organisms were able to detect chemicals in their environment and directly respond to them long before they could see or feel, although the mechanisms involved have long since changed profoundly. Animals use smell for a range of essential functions, such as finding food, avoiding predators, locating shelter, obtaining a mate, or as a fundamental part of memory. To detect those smells, they use a variety of structures. Vertebrates bring odors into their body via their nostrils or mouth, while insects and crustaceans use antennae to capture odors. Other animals, such as worms or snails, have specialized organs on their heads that serve the same function. In all cases, these organs are linked directly to the brain, enabling the animal to rapidly identify a smell and its location and to respond appropriately to it. Despite being so fundamental for all animals, including us, the sense of smell remains mysterious. We understand far less about it than we do vision, touch, taste, or hearing. The enigma of olfaction can be highlighted by trying to describe a scent. The words we use generally refer to other smells or perhaps to some multisensory term like green. To put it technically, what is the dimensionality of smell? We can define visual and auditory stimuli in terms of wavelength and intensity, but odors resist verbal categorization. There are some exceptions to this in English: musty, acrid, dank, but in general, we do not have words for smells.